You're listening to Dr. Carl's Great Moments in Science, recorded for the Australian Broadcasting Corporation. For more episodes, go to abc.net.au/science/K2.
This is the problem. Take a pair of scales of the
old-fashioned. We've all spent time in those high-speed aluminium tubes with wings called jet planes. Many people believe that the aircon system spreads the germs through the whole plane, and so you're more likely to pick up an infectious disease from other passengers on board. But that's wrong. Now, going on a holiday and leaving your daily life behind and arriving at somewhere lovely and different is very nice. But the actual experience of flying in the plane is not that pleasant. For example, an aircraft cabin gives the smallest volume of air per person of any public space. Your typical jet plane is noisy. Some years ago, I noticed that my fellow passengers coming off jets were talking to each other very loudly. This was a result, I thought, of their being slightly and temporarily deafened by the background noise on the plane, from the air rushing over the body, the jet engines, etc. So I started wearing earplugs during the entire flight. Your typical jet plane is very dry. The air is at 10 to 20% humidity instead of the more pleasant 40%. Each person on a jetliner breathes and sweats out about 100 mils of water each hour. On a typical trans-Pacific flight, Sydney to Los Angeles, this works out to about 600 kilograms of water. Inside your typical jet plane, the air pressure is lower than normal. About 70 to 80% of sea level air pressure. You breathe in less volume of air with each breath, so your oxygen saturation levels are lower. In one study, about half the volunteers had their oxygen saturation level drop to a relatively low 94% when the plane was at cruising altitude. If you were a patient in a hospital with an oxygen saturation level of 94%, the hospital doctors would seriously consider giving you oxygen from a mask. And finally, planes are squashy. Dr. M. B. Hocking from the Department of Chemistry at the University of Victoria in Canada wrote that, and I quote, "Air travellers represent one of the most diverse groups of people called upon to sit in close proximity for prolonged periods with the smallest available airspace per person of any current social setting," unquote. Each passenger on board gets 1 to 2 cubic metres of airspace. This is much less than the 4 to 10 cubic metres of air they would get in an auditorium, 10 to 20 in a ballroom, or 10 to 30 in an office building. Because of these cramped conditions, many people believe germs run rampant on planes and leap happily from one person to the next. They also believe that they're likely to pick up an infectious disease from other passengers because the air conditioning system spreads bacteria through the entire plane. But that's not correct. Now, in the old days, before World War II, planes were not airtight, and air leaked in or out. The air pressure inside was the same as the air pressure outside. In the 1940s, aircraft cabins were pressurised so that the crew and passengers would remain conscious at high altitudes. In a jet engine, the outside air is sucked in, heated to 250 degrees C, and compressed to 30 atmospheres. These conditions will definitely kill all known germs. Some of this sterile, hot, compressed air is bled off, expanded, cooled down, and then fed into the cabin to increase the pressure. Modern planes have several outlet valves through which the cabin air leaks into the outside thinner air. The flight crew in the cockpit control the cabin pressure by operating these valves, how many are open, how far they are open, etc. There are advantages and disadvantages to a pressurised cabin. On one hand, a plane flying at 30,000 feet saves about 38% on fuel costs. This is because the air is thinner and so it's easier for the plane to push through the air. But on the other hand, it takes energy to pressurise the plane. Some of the working air had to be stolen from the engine to pressurise the cabin. This gives a penalty of 2% of fuel cost. You can see that the fuel savings, 38%, massively outweigh the costs, only 2%. Now, back in the early days of pressurising cabins, the air was fed in and then dumped. So the passengers breathed the air only once. This was very good for the passengers, but it cost fuel, energy and dollars. But on the other hand, to recycle the air means that germs breathed out by a passenger could hang around inside the plane instead of being dumped overboard. And I'll talk more about that next time.
What does it mean? Why is it so?